Let's just worship him. Shando busi anana bandi diri bush. We worship your name, Jesus. Shandelelelelele bush anana bush. Somebody just lift up your voice and worship the King of Kings. Emandele busi elelelelele anana 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 elelelele yamas. We worship your name, Jesus. Come on, somebody, just raise your voice to the Lord. He's worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be worshipped.
Panda branda badaba, rakadi banda badaba, rakadi bada bagada bada bada bagada bada, ipanda bada bada bushka bada bada brande bede 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 bede, rakada bagada bada bushka bada bada bushka.
We are entering into the mood of the word. The mood of the word. Forgive me for the interruption. My spiritual father called me. Padura bagadaba. Oh my God. Who is excited about tonight? I have a lot of surprises. My God. My God. My God. Somebody say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Oh my God, le paraga da 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 ba ha. I patata la kede de brash kede de ba da ba. Malomo romo shi libra kadibo romo shi kede de brande kede de ba da bra. Do 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 bo do bo do bo do bo do bo do bo. I pa da bash kada da ba da bronda kada bronda ba da bronda bo do bo do do bo do bo. Ma di bo shi kada da bra ka. Oh sweet Jesus, your people are here tonight. Father, speak to them. Lord, reveal to them the hidden things of your word. Lord, your people have gathered at your feet. Father, speak. I am just a servant. I am just your mouthpiece. Lord, I am just a vessel. Speak, 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 speak in Jesus' name. Maya da ba da ba. Papa Jay is in the house. God bless you so much. Rhoda, I see you. God bless you. Esther, God bless you so much for being here. If you are here, say something. Ma da 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 ba ra ba ga da da ba. Li romo romo. Ma ka debresh, adibresh, kadiba la la ba ga dubrente da debraka. Please share the link for the people who were here to see that the session has not ended. The session has not ended. We are just about to take off. Esther, God bless you so much for being here. Adley, God bless you. Mada bada bada bashaka da da bada da bushaka da 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 bada branka di bushaka da da ba. My God, my God. Mada bada bada bada. Five things the Lord has told me about the coronavirus. La rabaga da boje de braga di vada da braga di moro 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 boske de braga di vada brakata. Please share the link, share the link, share the link. rakata talabro shada de braza zene braka duzolo braka diba me pere makada da baruba de boske de brande de brada da da brande be de boske de brata lito rabadu makata tala baski da brada da da brakata. Five things the Lord has told me about the coronavirus. My God, madara bagada da ba. The coronavirus is a pandemic that came to take the world by surprise. It took the world by surprise. Everybody was shocked. A lot of souls were lost. People died. People die. So many people globally, people die. The coronavirus. And when we first heard the first incident of the coronavirus, as a ministry, we began to pray against it. We were praying. I remember those of you who were here, we set apart 7 days to pray against the coronavirus. Who remembers? We prayed. We fasted, we prayed, we said, God, take away this reproach from your people. Take away this reproach from the nation, from the world. I remember we prayed, and yet nothing happened. Nothing happened. I remember great prophets prophesied that nobody in Ghana would die. But in the end, thousands of Ghanaians died. The prophets prophesied that people would not die of the coronavirus. Prophets prophesied that the boundaries of the country are shielded, that the virus cannot enter into the nation Ghana. But before we realize, Ayata Lubrakata, the virus had broken all the protocols. People died. People were infected in Ghana. From 3rd January 2020 to 7th December 2021, there have been 131,246 confirmed cases of coronavirus. And out of that, 1,228 people are dead. Coronavirus. Matata. Have we not prayed? Have we not fasted? Have we not done whatever it takes to take away this reproach? But the Lord whispered to me during those times. The Lord said to me, son, stop praying against the coronavirus and focus on something else. I said, God, why? Now, these are the five things that the Lord told me about the coronavirus. Number one, coronavirus is not a divine retribution from God. Listen, many people think that the coronavirus is a divine punishment from God. I remember one of my great mentors, a man of God that I learned a lot from the short while that I came to know him. His name is Dr. Ivan Baxter. He said, the reason the coronavirus has come is because there are too many sins in the world today, and the Lord has sent the coronavirus into the world to destroy humanity.
Unfortunately for him, 2 months down the line, he got infected and he died. And I said, God, so if what this man said, if what he said was true, then why is he dead? Is he not part of the chosen? And he said, son, Ivan was wrong. I said, really? I said, how? How can this great man be wrong? The coronavirus is not a punishment from God. Listen, let me take you to 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 28. Quickly, 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 28. Mata kata brata. When there is famine in the land, or pestilence, or in other words, pandemic, when their enemies besiege them in the land of their cities, whatever pandemic or whatever sickness there is, verse 29, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 28 through to 31, the Bible said in 29, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people Israel, when each one knows his own burden, his own grief, and spreads out his hands to this temple, verse 30, then hear from heaven your dwelling place and forgive and give to everyone according to all his ways. Listen, this is what the Bible is trying to say. When there is a pandemic and the people repent and lift up their hands and pray, the Bible is saying, this is King Solomon, he's saying the Lord will hear. Remember I said many people have prayed against the virus and yet nothing has happened to the virus, and yet the virus has not been taken away, the reproach has not been removed. Do you know what it means? Hold on, I'm coming. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 13, the Bible said, when I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or when I command locusts to devour the land, or when I send pandemic among my people, verse 14, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I, the Lord, from heaven, I will forgive their sin and I will take away that pandemic. Matalabraska talabraka. Listen, are you following? It means that the coronavirus was not sent by God, and that is why he is not taking it away. Because the Lord is saying, when I send any kind of pandemic on my people, when they repent and lift up their hands and pray, I, the Lord, I forgive their sin and I heal their land, I take away their reproach. But just the fact that the coronavirus has still been there all this while means that it is not from me. The coronavirus is not from God. So the first thing the Lord told me about the coronavirus is that, number one, the COVID-19 is not a divine retribution from God. It is not a divine punishment from God. God did not send the coronavirus. It doesn't come from God. If it were from God, he would have removed it by now. And that is why you have to stop praying against the virus, because it will never go away. But you can rather pray that you and your family members and your loved ones and the church doesn't get affected, because the Lord didn't send the coronavirus. Am I communicating? If the Lord did not send the coronavirus, then where is it coming from? That is the second thing that the Lord told me about the coronavirus. Listen, if the Lord did not send the pandemic on his people, it means that if you are part of his people, you do not qualify to be infected, because it is not coming from your God. It is an error for you to be amongst the people of God and yet be infected by the coronavirus. coronavirus. I don't know if I am speaking to somebody, but if I be a prophet sent by God, if you are only part of God's people, you are not permitted to be affected. You are not permitted to contract it. You are not permitted to be victimized by the virus. I speak as one who is sent by Yeshua. I don't know who is under the sound of my voice, but even if you are showing signs of the virus by the reason of the word and by the reason of the revelation of the word, you are exempted. You are exempted in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, if I send a pandemic on my people, when they pray, I the Lord, I revoke these things, but these are not from me. This coronavirus is not from me, and that is why I am not revoking it. But there is a sure word that once you are part of God's people, you cannot be affected in the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody you know who is infected right now, I command them to come out, to come out, out of the victims, out of the victims shall come the testimony. They shall be healed without taking any drugs in the mighty name of Jesus. Who told you that the COVID is a normal sickness? Who told you? Listen, that is the second thing that the Lord told me. COVID-19 is a sign of the end time. COVID-19. The first thing the Lord told me is that coronavirus is not a divine punishment from God. It is not a divine retribution from God. Number two, the Lord said the coronavirus is a sign of the end time. What does it mean? Quickly, turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. So they asked him, teacher, but when will these things be? And what shall be, what sign will there be when these things are about to take place? Verse 11. Jump to verse 11. The Bible said, and there will be great earthquakes in various places. Number one. Number two, there will be famines. Number three, there will be pandemic. Pandemic. Pandemic, and there will be fearful signs and great signs from heaven. The pandemic that you see here, that is what the Bible is talking about. The coronavirus that is overtaking the world today is a sign of the end time. It is not up to you and I to halt it. It is part of the purposes of God, even though God is not the one that sent it. He said, in the last days, this will be the sign that I am about to come. You shall see pandemics, and coronavirus is one of them. Malabataka. You can go and pray for generations, you will come back and coronavirus will still be there. Because it is not because the virus is too strong, it is not because the virus is too powerful. It is simple. It is because the virus is part of the divine purposes of God. It is not up to you and I to stop it, to halt it. Malama tobraska tabraka. This stands to reason that if you are here and you are not aligned with God, aligned with the things of God, you are not concerned with the things of God, know that Jesus is coming a second time, and these are the signs that are arising. These are the signs that are communicating to remind you and I that Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming up. If there is something to chase after, then it must be the Holy Spirit. COVID-19 is a sign of the end time. It is a move of the end time. The Bible said the apostles asked God, Lord, teacher, but when would these things be? What would the sign be that these things will come to pass? And he said there will be great earthquakes, there will be famines, and there will be pandemics. There will be pandemics. Coronavirus is one of the pandemics. If there is something to chase after, it is God. This is a demand that I am placing on your soul, that tonight, right this moment, begin to change and shift your focus to the things of God. Begin to learn to sensitize yourself to the things of God, because whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you accept it or not, Jesus is coming, and he is coming soon. The coronavirus was just a warning. The coronavirus was just a warning. Remember, the coming is at hand. Return now. Return now. Return now. Jesus is coming. The second thing, COVID-19 is a sign of the end time. The third thing that the Lord told me about the coronavirus. The third thing that the Lord told me about the coronavirus. The third thing that the Lord told me about the coronavirus is this. Contrary to the widespread speculation that COVID-19 vaccine could be the 666, it is mandatory for you to know that these speculations are incorrect. And here is why. Listen, there is a widespread speculation that the vaccine could be the 666. Listen, let me take you to Revelation chapter 13, verse 11 to 17. Reading from verse 11 through to 17, the Bible said, "Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns." He had two horns like a lamb, and spoke like a dragon. Verse 12. "And he exercises all the authority," "exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast." Listen, if the Bible is for you, underline. "Causes the earth and those who dwell in the earth to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed." Verse 13. "He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men." Verse 14. The Bible said, "He deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived." Verse 15. "He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many who would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Verse 16, he causes all, both small, great, rich, poor, free, slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Verse 17. And that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Listen, when you read the Bible carefully, you realize that the Bible is referring to a human being, not an object. But follow. Verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. What is this? Throughout the verses that I read to you, you realize that the Bible was pointing towards a political figure, a human being, a person. Right now, in our country, and it has actually been like this for a long time, a person might find it very tricky and difficult to operate within our local economies without a government issued social security number. These SNIT numbers. If you do not have a SNIT number, even a company cannot employ you. Because when they employ you, they will demand the SNIT number. There is no biblical reason to think that accepting a government mandated SNIT number is equivalent to taking the mark of a beast. Now, we all have SIM cards now. We all have numbers now. Does it mean that the SIM cards we have are equivalent to the mark of the beast? Listen. If you listen to what the Bible is saying about taking the mark of the beast, the Bible says that it requires you to forsake your faith in Jesus Christ in order to fully worship and submit to the authority of that beast. Listen, taking the mark of a beast is no carnal thing. It is far greater than putting a chip in your hand. It is far greater than putting a chip in your forehead, because you will come to realize that anything that you put in your hand that doesn't keep you from higher, told him, worshiping your Lord and your personal Savior, Jesus Christ, has nothing to do with the mark of the beast, because in order to take the mark of the beast, you must first forsake your belief in Jesus. Taking the COVID vaccine has nothing to do with forsaking your trust in Jesus and forsaking your faith in Jesus. It means that the vaccine has nothing to do with the mark of the beast. Please, the fact that something is popular doesn't mean that it's true. The fourth thing that the Lord told me about the COVID-19 is that the COVID-19 vaccines are not the 666. It cannot be. Because if you can take it and you can still worship your God, then it means that it is not the 666. According to scriptures, the very moment you take the mark, it is impossible to worship God. Listen, if the truth must be preached, it has to be preached in the right way. Even though we are looking for people and we are looking forward to winning more souls into the kingdom, but we cannot achieve that by lying to the people. That is why I have a problem with the preachers who are preaching this, that the vaccine is the 666. The vaccine is not the 666. In as much as we are looking forward to winning people into the kingdom, does not mean that we need to deceive them, because any conviction that is birthed out of lies doesn't have a strong foundation. It is just a matter of time. It will all fall apart. If you must know the truth, you must know the truth in the right way. I will not come and stand here and lie and deceive you concerning the COVID vaccines, but I came to give you the real truth. These are the things that when I preach, no mudimatem. When I preach these things and they are insulting me, when people see my flyers, they are insulting me, but they cannot keep me quiet, because I do not have a choice. I have a mandate to deliver the truth to the people. Maya talabraka divalaba. I remember when I was preaching about Allah, ye dimatemwa, dimatemwa, dimatem. But I can't stop. I can't stop. I do not come to preach the things that will make you comfortable. I do not come to preach the things you want to hear. I come to give you the word of God, the exact words of God. The Lord said the COVID-19 vaccines are not the 666. Does it mean I am saying it is okay to take the vaccine? That is the fifth point. I am getting there. Listen, I said the coronavirus jab, the vaccines, is not the 666. And when you take it, you are not doomed. It does not mean you are going to hell. It does not mean you are forsaking your God. No. But this brings us to point 5. Let me go back. The first thing the Lord said concerning the coronavirus, number one, the coronavirus is not a divine punishment from God. Please, when God sends pandemic on his people, whenever the people pray, he revokes it himself. But considering the way the whole world has prayed against this COVID, and yet it is still thriving, it stands to reason. It stands to reason that it is not from God, because any pandemic that God sends on his people, he himself revokes it, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 13 and 14 and 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 28 to 31. Now, the second thing that the Lord told me about the coronavirus is that it is a sign of the end time, because he promised the apostles that one of the signs that you will see that the end time is now is that there will be the rise of pandemics, and coronavirus is a pandemic, hence it is a sign of the end time. The third thing that the Lord told me is that the coronavirus, the vaccines, are not the 666. Please, they are not the 666. The fourth thing that the Lord told me about the coronavirus, listen, the COVID-19 vaccine is not a vaccine. Ha, malabatubra kada. This is where people will not like it. The COVID-19 vaccine is not really a vaccine. It is the same virus in a different form. Mayata labroshka dibranda kadaba. Now, let me break down some things for you. The COVID-19 vaccine is not really a vaccine, but it is the same virus, the same coronavirus, in a different form. Aha. I said they will not like it. I said when I get to this part, they will not like it. The virus, the virus that causes COVID-19 is called SARS-CoV-2 virus. SARS-CoV-2 virus. The SARS-CoV-2 virus. That is the virus that causes COVID-19. Now, hear me. There are hundreds of vaccines in production, but I will take just five and break it down for you. This is why so many people have a lot of side effects after taking the vaccine. Let me start with the traditional virus vaccines. This is how it works. The scientists are able to modify the coronavirus to weaken or disable the virus so that they will put that same virus inside your body to trigger an immune response without causing a disease. Listen, I said there are hundreds of virus, COVID vaccines. There are hundreds of COVID vaccines in production, but I am only taking five to break it down for you. The first one is the traditional vaccine. That is what came at first. What the scientists did is that they modified that same coronavirus to weaken or disable it, so that they will put that same virus in you to trigger an immune response in your body, so that when you finally contract the coronavirus, your body would have already familiarized itself with the COVID, so that it will find a way to deal with it. Now, it means that by taking the traditional vaccine, you are only taking in the COVID, the virus, in a different form inside your body. Now, the second vaccine is the protein subunit vaccine. This vaccine only administers a fragment. In this vaccine, they do not put the entire virus in you, but they put the spikes. If you have seen the picture of the coronavirus, you realize that it has some spikes around it. The coronavirus is round and it has some spikes in it. Now, the protein subunit vaccine takes the spikes out of the virus, and the scientists will inject it inside your body so that it will go and enter into your body to change the structure of your DNA, so that when the actual virus in its full form enters your body, now your body will find a way or generate antigens to fight back the virus. Do not be shocked how I know these things. I am a science student. I am not only a prophet, I'm a science student. So I take my time to study these things. The third vaccine is the viral vector. Now, in this adaptation, they break down the genetic code of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and they extract the genetic code, and they put that same genetic code of the SARS-CoV-2 virus and administer it to your body. Listen, each and every one of these adaptations of the vaccines involves putting a part of the virus inside your body. In simple language, administering the COVID-19 vaccine simply means infecting your body with the entire virus or fragments of the virus in order to familiarize your body with the virus, so that when you finally get infected, your body will hopefully find a way to fight back. And in all these different types of vaccines we have, there is no certainty that they work. So it means that by taking the virus, it is a chance. Sorry, by taking the vaccine, it's a chance that your body. So the fourth thing that the Lord told me about the coronavirus is that the COVID-19 vaccine is not really a vaccine. It is the same virus in a different form. Hear me. Do not take the COVID-19 vaccine. And this is why. When you take the virus,
Oh my God.
Remember, the COVID-19 is a spirit because it is an end time move. So it is a spirit. Globally, the number of people that were infected were 265 million 713,467 confirmed cases of COVID-19. And out of this number, 5,260,888 people died globally. But this is the number of people who have received the vaccine doses. 7,952,750,402. Do you know what it means? It means that what the spirit could not do using its own power, by the help of scientists, its numbers are now elevated to the billions. The virus could only affect 267 million plus people, but with the help of scientists, the virus is now affecting 7,952,750,402 people. Now, the very moment you take the vaccine, you are already infected with the virus. A friend called me from UK. He said, bro, I work with the health department in UK, and they are telling me if I do not take the jab, I will lose my job. But the Lord has warned me strongly in my dream not to take the jab. So what do I do? I said, my brother, do not take the vaccine. By taking the vaccine, you are already infected with the virus, and you will not die today, but it will surely happen someday. Now, when the virus affects you today, there is a chance you will die not long from now. Not many days or not many weeks from now. But when you take the vaccine, now the virus becomes a generational disease that you will carry it on unto your children. Because the very moment you take the vaccine, now it is in your blood. When you give birth, your children will also carry it. When your children give birth, their children will also will carry it. What it means is that the COVID-19 is permanently infusing itself with the DNA of the human structure. Listen, do not take the vaccine. Do not. It is not the 666, but it is the virus itself. And it is a smarter way that the virus is coming to live with the next generation forever. Hear me. 2 nights ago or 3 nights ago, I was asleep. For those of you who do not know, I have been down for about 1 week. I have been very sick. I've been very sick for about 1 week. And 2 nights ago, I was asleep. And around 2:15 a.m., in the visions of the night, a woman came to stand by the left side of my dream. Sorry, of my bed. The left side of my bed. And hear me, this woman is the cleanest spirit I have ever seen in my life. I haven't seen any decent spirit like this before. The spirit was decently dressed and came to stand there. So I thought it was an angel, because mostly when demons come, they do not come presentable. They come in a form that you can easily tell. But I couldn't tell. And the whole time that I've been sick, I have been coughing drastically. I've been coughing. I've been having runny nose. I've been very sick. So she began to speak with me, and she said, "Take it." She said, "Take it." I said, "What should I take?" She said, "Oh, take it." I said, "What is it?" She said, "Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Just take it." Because I nearly mistook her for an angel. But listen, angels never force you to do anything. The only spirit that forces you to do something is a demon. So she said, "Take it." I said, "At least explain to me what is this?" Because angels have the patience to explain to you what they are giving you. Even if they give you a message that you do not understand, they have the patience to explain it to you. So I said, "What is it?" She said, "Don't worry, just take it." And she started getting angry. She said, "Take it." I said, "What is it?" She said, "Take it." And then, by the word of knowledge and a word of wisdom, I understood in the dream that she was giving me the COVID vaccine. I said, "What is this? Are we not supposed to take the vaccine in person? Why are you giving me the vaccine in my dream?" And instantly I started coughing in my sleep. I started coughing. And she said, "See, you're already showing the signs already. Just take it and be free. Just take it and be free." I said, "Is it compulsory?" And all of a sudden I screamed in the dream and I said, "I already have it." And I woke up. And I woke up coughing. And I entered my washroom and the angel of the Lord met me there. And the angel said, "Son, you are saved." I said, "Lord, what is this?" And he said, "That is the COVID-19, the spirit that carries the spirit, the COVID-19 around that you just encountered in your sleep. By taking the vaccine, that is another way or another form of submitting yourself to the virus." What the virus couldn't do in person, the virus with the help of scientists is breaking the boundaries, breaking its own boundaries, multiplying itself into many doses of vaccines in the bloodstreams and in the DNAs of people. But I came to warn the people of God that these are the five things that the Lord has told me about the coronavirus. Let he who has an ear hear what the Spirit is saying. Number one, Matushalivrakada. Let me repeat myself. The COVID-19 is not a divine punishment from God. Number two, the COVID-19 is a sign of the end time. Number three, the COVID-19 vaccines are not the 666. Number four, the COVID-19 vaccines are not really vaccines. They are the same virus in a different form. Number five, the COVID-19 is a spirit that is spreading through the help of scientists. Hear me, do not take the COVID-19 vaccine. But if you have already taken it, the Lord is with you. The Lord can erase it from your DNA, can erase it from your bloodstream, can erase it from your system. God bless you so much. This is the little message that I have from you, from my God. The Lord has spoken to his people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I pray that the people under the sound of my voice will have what it takes to grasp the word of God. Father, Lord, we thank you for your abundance, mercy. We thank you for the abundance of revelation. We thank you for the abundance of your word. Lord, guide your people through it. Listen, the government is trying to put fear. A carnal government is trying to put fear in the hearts of the people. Next year, if you do not have the vaccine, if you have not taken the vaccine, you cannot do this, you cannot do that, you cannot do that. Hear me. Listen, let me mention my name. This is Prophet Vincent Chemantin speaking. Hear me. I'm telling you, there is not one thing that the virus is saying that was, sorry, the government is saying that will stand. The government is saying without the vaccine, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. I am telling you, all those vain babblings will pass away without power, without effect. Hear me. Hear what I am giving you. Next year, 2022, the government is going to try to force people into taking the vaccine. But hear me, it is only an end time move. It is only an end time move. It is not the 666. Without the vaccine, we can still do whatever we have to do. This is the word of God. God bless you so much. See you on Sunday. Bye-bye.